The best RN news, I'm Rich Thomason. The dock worker strike has been put on hold, suspended until January 15th, providing time to negotiate a new contract, and work is to resume immediately. The AP reports management is offering a 62% pay hike over 6 years, but issues including workplace automation have yet to be ironed out. And President Biden is chiming in.
The president told reporters he was pleased that the union representing 45,000 dock workers reached a deal to suspend a 3-day strike until mid-January.
90 days, we're going to settle everything.
The 3-month halt to the strike will give both sides time to negotiate a new contract. Mr. Biden said he hopes the agreement holds. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Former President Trump calls it a disgrace. Word that FEMA is running out of money for hurricane relief. In Mr. Trump's words, they've given over $1 billion to illegal migrants that came in, and now they have no money for storm-battered states. Also at SRNNews.com, after warning people to evacuate, Israel overnight unleashed a series of massive airstrikes in Beirut's southern suburbs. Israeli Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi says it won't stop until the enemy has been crushed.
The return of the residents to northern Israel is achieved by destroying the terrorist infrastructure that Hezbollah built near the border so that it can raid our communities and kill Israeli citizens. We will not allow Hezbollah to settle in these places in the future. The severe damage to Hezbollah in all areas in Beirut, the Lebanon Valley, and in South Lebanon will continue.
The Israeli army chief heard there through a BBC translator. We'll get the government's September employment report this morning. Analysts predict that employers added roughly 140,000 jobs last month. Wall Street, Dow futures down 31 points, NASDAQ futures up 17. This is SRN News. Is it too early to be thinking about Christmas?
Not at Samaritan's Purse. The giant relief group is gearing up for its annual Operation Christmas Child campaign, during which it will gather shoeboxes full of gifts from believers in this country for delivery to poor kids around the world. Right now, Samaritan's Purse is urging people who want to be involved to order free supplies from its website this month so that boxes can be packed and ready for National Collection Week, which takes place in the first part of November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A historic building boom of gigantic Mormon temples across the U.S. is meeting some resistance in Las Vegas. Homeowners in a rural foothills neighborhood complain the size and lighting of a temple that won city approval will forever change the environment. The building will be larger than Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, with a golden steeple soaring nearly 200 feet. There's also opposition to construction plans in Texas, Wyoming, and even in Nevada, Utah. This is SRN News. An infamous California murder case that made national headlines decades ago. Back in the news today.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing new evidence in the case of the Menendez brothers, who were convicted of killing their parents in their Beverly Hills mansion more than 35 years ago. Attorneys for 53-year-old Eric Menendez and his 56-year-old brother Lyle Menendez have asked a court to vacate their conviction. The brothers were given life sentences for fatally shooting their parents in 1989. The new evidence includes a letter written by Eric Menendez that his attorneys say corroborates the allegations that he was sexually abused by his father. A hearing is scheduled for November 29th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Augusta National Chairman Fred Ridley says he's confident the Masters will take place in April as scheduled, despite heavy damage to the famed course inflicted by Hurricane Helene. More details at SRNNews.com.